If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life.
Hey guys, I cannot believe where did December go? Let's talk about a little permission I'm going to give to you. Sometimes I need people to give me permission, so I'm going to do this for you today. I'm going to give you permission to be in the present the rest of this month, or at least all of next week. I know for me, if you have young kids, I have kids still in school, all of my kids are still in school, that they're all off for break all of next week. Which is a little bit crazy for working moms. It's definitely crazy for those of you who are starting new businesses, design businesses, those of you who are part of activities that, you know, require a lot of time. And what I'm going to do is, like, you know who you are, okay? First of all, you are probably either a future, present, or a past person, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a future person. I am always planning for the future. I love planning for the future. It just makes me excited. My husband is kind of a past person. He can remember the names, like first and last names of people from his childhood. I cannot do that. He remembers what he did. He likes old stories. His family, when they get together, they can talk about all these old stories. Not that I can't, but it really lights him up. It's like where he is. Whereas for me, I get lit up by what's happening, going to happen in the future. I get very excited for it. Okay. And then there are some people who are just great at being in the present. You know those people. I know those people. They are so good at being in the present. Okay. So I want you to first self-diagnose yourself. Who are you? Are you a future person? Are you a present person? Are you a past person? Okay. So for me, it is a little bit of a struggle to be in the present because I'm planning the next whatever, right? So this is permission not just for you guys, but for me. One of my goals this coming week is to live in the present, to just be cool with whatever's going on and maybe even step away from the work, step away from the design work. Maybe invite my kids into the design work because, gosh, there's a lot of things. Like if I'm watercoloring, if I'm doing some new drawings, if I'm working on a fabric line, there are things they can do sitting next to me creatively to be a part of the process. So either stepping away from the work or inviting the people around us into the work. Okay, so those two things. And just being as present as we possibly can be. This is an exercise in difficulty for myself, and it might be for you. If you're a present person, oh gosh, bless you. It's an amazing talent, I think. But for those of you who are worried, and you know, the holidays are a time where it's difficult for a lot of people. There are struggles. We can be happy and also at the same time identify the struggles going on in our lives or the things that are made difficult by the holidays. You guys, if you're someone who's had an issue or is going through something with a family member or have lost someone during the holidays, like, my heart's with you. Like, there is lots of acknowledgement for that kind of thing as well, okay? But you also get the choice to be happy during this time, happy and sad. It's kind of an amazing thing that we can be happy and sad at the same time. So first of all, I want to say my heart's with you. I understand you. I'm thinking of you. And that, second of all, give yourself permission to also be happy and sad, to feel all of it if you need to, okay? All right, you guys, that's it today. Just like a quick hop in and out to tell you I love you. Be present in the next week. Enjoy. If you have little ones still at home, you guys, it's going so fast. It hurts my heart a little as I'm right on the precipice of like things really changing as my kids get older. I remember leaving that young mother stage when my children were really little and moving into this stage. And now I just do not want to leave. I just want to stay here. I want to freeze time because it's so amazing. And then knowing that there are also amazing things ahead, right? And some of you are in that stage, empty nester, or taking care of parents. Like there's just all the seasons of life. Just be present for the one that you're in right now, because I think many of you know it's just all so fleeting. I hope you have a wonderful week next week. I'll be here talking about Christmas stuff, I'm sure, and creativity, because you know I love that. And have a great weekend and week next week.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.